It's 5:30. I'm Craig Kopp, WUSF 89.7 News. It has been a very busy year for PolitiFact. A presidential election year creates a lot of targets for fact-checking. Suffice it to say that there were a lot of candidates for PolitiFact's Lie of the Year this year. I talked today with PolitiFact's Angie Holen about how they chose what they call the most significant falsehood of the past 12 months.
You know, we had a good, vigorous debate here at PolitiFact, but then we did settle on one. And drum roll, please.
Without further ado, Angie, here is PolitiFact's Lie of the Year 2012.
Obama took GM and Chrysler into bankruptcy and sold Chrysler to Italians who are going to build Jeeps in China.
Angie, why is that statement PolitiFact's Lie of the Year?
Well, the ad makes it sound as if Jeep is moving its production to China at the cost of American jobs. That was false. What it was doing was restarting production in China to sell to Chinese people who wanted to buy Jeep. So it was actually a success story for Jeep.
This was a late campaign ad trying to put Romney over the top in Ohio. Did not work out that way.
Yeah, there was an interesting timeline, because what happens is in the final days of the campaign, Bloomberg puts out a story saying that Chrysler is going to be looking at going back into the China market. A few days later, it's picked up by a conservative blogger and twisted. The Bloomberg report is twisted into this idea that Jeep is moving its American production to China. Then Romney makes a comment that night at a campaign rally, this incorrect comment that Jeep was moving its production. And then Chrysler comes forward and says, no, this isn't true. This is wrong. The spokesperson said, it is a leap that would be difficult even for professional circus acrobats. But nevertheless, the Romney campaign then comes forward with this ad that, again, gives voters the exact wrong impression.
The most significant lie of the year. Give us a little more about why this one is so significant.
Well, while we were reporting this story, we called a lot of people in Ohio and talked to some political science professors who watched the campaign. We talked to strategists on both sides, and pretty much everybody said that this was an ad that backfired. It was trying to change the dynamic. Romney was losing the state of Ohio. He was trying to change that picture for himself. But people in Ohio knew it wasn't true. In fact, people in Ohio, I think, knew before people in the rest of the country even heard about the story, because they asked their friends and family, hey, is Jeep closing down its production in Toledo? And were told immediately, no, that wasn't the case.
Angie, PolitiFact has a tough job, and I know that. Take some knocks on occasion for trying to make a black and white judgment, a true or false judgment on statements that could be subject of debate. I'm not sure this one in particular is, although I bet I could go out right now and get a debate over, well, they are going to be building Jeeps in China, so there was something true in that.
You know, Craig, what we do is we go back to our methods. In our stories and our fact checks, we write our logic out very clearly. We list all of our sources. People can easily look at our work and see how we arrived at our conclusions. So we hope that when people read our fact checks, they get something out of it, that they understand what the issues are. Now, do we all agree? We have several ratings on our Truthometer, and I think we could all argue over whether something should be mostly true, or half true, or mostly false. But, you know, we just see it as part of our mission of accountability journalism, of keeping elected officials accountable. And hopefully we're giving people the information they need to make decisions in a democracy.
Angie, it's the lie of the year 2012. We've still got a little of 2012 yet to go. We've got the whole fiscal cliff debate yet to come. Do we start looking at lies of the year for next year now, or the first of the year?
I'm going to personally give myself a break until the first of the year.
Angie Holen of PolitiFact, thanks for filling us in on the lie of the year.
Thanks so much.
It's 5:34.